You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Follow us on social media at CJSF on Twitter, on Facebook and Instagram at CJSF Radio. Listen to old episodes and special programming on our SoundCloud at CJSF 90.1. Diverse, independent, and yours.
Beep, 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 beep. Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all our friends.
This winter's day is chilly and gray here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly in the clubhouse kitchen.
Ho-hum, garbage day, my least favorite time of the week. I think they created garbage day just to make kids' lives miserable.
I'm with you, Sam.
Yeah.
I think we should do away with garbage day.
Yeah.
Well, Jack, it's our own fault. We've created all this waste, and now we have to deal with it.
Maybe there's some things we can do to help prevent making some of this garbage.
Yeah, to prevent having to recycle in the first place.
Sounds good to me, but in the meantime, we better get this stuff out to the curb. Jerry the Garbage Man will be here any time
to take it all to the landfill and to the recycling center.
Freezing outside.
Yeah.
Hey, what's Sam talking about with Jerry out there?
Who knows? Hey, Steve, remember what Mom said? Take your boots off so we don't get snow on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, we've got a visitor.
Hey, Jerry.
Hello, hello. I can't stay long, but I've got some good news and some not-so-good news.
How about the not-so-good news first?
Alrighty. There'll always be garbage day. I don't think they'll be doing away with it anytime soon. But there is something you can do as consumers to make less garbage. It's called precycling.
Precycling?
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
precycle.
Spelling, please.
P-R-E-C-Y-C-L-E.
Definition, please.
Verb. To reduce garbage by purchasing products that are not wasteful in their packaging or use. To buy products that use less of the Earth's resources, create less solid waste, and conserve valuable landfill space. Sentence, please.
Jerry the Garbage Man here again to ask the question, Why precycle? Did you know each year 25 billion styrofoam cups are thrown in landfills? Americans throw away 25 million plastic bottles every hour. So, by precycling, we're considering what will happen to the product and its packaging, and then deciding whether or not to purchase it in the first place, you're helping to make less solid waste. And that's a good thing.
A stegosaurus in the forest, munching on some hay, lay down to snooze in a bed of ooze and sadly passed away. Her body changed and rearranged as she sank beneath the soil. And over time she turned to slime and then she turned to oil. So she disappears for a jillion years till finally she is found by a guy named Bill with an oil drill who sucks her from the ground. Bill pipes that poor old dinosaur to an oil refinery where they bubble and boil and change that oil into stuff for you and me. R-E-C-Y-C-L-E, that's the way it's supposed to be. The earth recycles and so do we. R-E-C-Y-C-L-E. From the late Jurassic, it's fantastic how our dino friend has now become petroleum, and still that's not the end. With dino juice, they now produce a million plastic jugs and stegosaurus drinking straws and stegosaurus mugs. R-E-C-Y-C-L-E, that's the way it's supposed to be. Earth recycles and so do we. R-E-C-Y-C-L-E. Play one. That's the way the system works. Things don't disappear. We turn sand into window glass and roots into root beer. We cut and mine and we refine and make these things and then use them not just once, not just twice, but again and again and again and again and again. And if a dinosaur could see us pouring orange juice this way from a plastic jug we made of her, well, this is what she'd say. It took me 80 million years to get to you today. So don't throw that mug, don't throw that jug, don't you throw me away. R-E-C-Y-C-L-E, that's the way it's supposed to be. We're just a link in the chain of history. R-E-C-Y-C-L-E, R-E-C-Y-C-L-E, that's the way it's supposed to be. Recycle this melody. R-E-C-Y-C-L-E. Use it again. R-E-C-Y-C-L-E. And again. R-E-C-Y-C-L-E.
Song from Tom Chapin.
So let's start precycling right here in the kitchen.
Okay. We're going to have to be creative.
Well, let's see. Instead of the little juice boxes we get for our school lunches, Mom and Dad could buy juice concentrate and we'll fill up our own reusable thermoses.
Yeah, and we can make our own fruit cups instead of buying them prepackaged.
Well, we already do use washable glasses, dishes, and silverware, and we don't use plastic or paper ones.
Well, that's a good start.
And it'll save trees if we use cloth napkins and dish towels rather than paper ones.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff around this clubhouse that's made from trees.
Everything that's made of wood was once a tree. And it's clearly understood by fools like me. While you're sitting on a chair, feeling nice and cozy there, you're not really sitting on a chair, you're sitting on a tree. Somebody yelled timber, and a tree came tumbling down. Whether it's a door or a chair or the floor, the roots are still in the ground. Everything that's made of wood was once a tree.
stick of furniture that you may see. There's that gorgeous TV set with its lovely cabinet. It's not sitting in a cabinet, it's sitting in a tree. Everything that's made of wood was once a tree. Don't get the wrong idea, ain't nothing free. Bill collectors by the score will come a-knocking on your door. They're not really knocking on your door, they're knocking on a tree. Somebody else timber, and a tree came tumbling down. Whether it's a door or a chair or the floor, the roots are still in the ground. Everything that's made of wood was once a tree. Anything from pine to rich mahogany. When you lay to rest, they weep. While you're buried 6 feet deep, you're not really buried in a coffin, you're buried in a tree. Somebody yelled, timber, timber, and a tree came tumbling down. Whether it's a door or a chair or the floor, the roots are still in the ground. Don't start bringing me down, please listen to me. Everything that's made of wood, oh, is still a tree.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. And we just heard a song from Trout Fishing in America. At the top of the news today, pre-cycling in the marketplace. That's right, folks. And we're not talking about getting ready to ride a bicycle through the grocery store. No celery. Let us go live to Coward Hotel at Zucchini Land's number one grocery, the Grand Onion, where we'll get a look at how the green grocer and his shoppers are pre-cycling.
Coward Hotel here with store manager Bill Whipple.
Hello.
So how are you pre-cycling?
Our pre-cycling catchphrase around here is B&B, bags and bulk. Those are the biggies.
Now let's start with the bags.
First of all, we don't sell our fresh vegetables in packages or plastic wrap.
Uh-huh.
And we tell our shoppers, and we got signs up saying it too, if you don't need them, don't use them. You really don't need new bags every time you buy vegetables and fruit.
That's true.
You can reuse them, especially the net produce bags, which last a long time. And when you check out, we'll give you a nickel back for each bag you bring in and reuse for packing your groceries.
Well, every bit helps. What about bulk buying?
Again, plain and simple. You buy more or something, it'll cost you less. And in the process, you're cutting down on the packaging. Could be bulk rice, bulk cheese, bulk frozen waffles, or a big container of juice. And you can recycle those plastic containers, too. So, we're trying to do our part.
Well, no question about that. Thank you, Mr. Whipple. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Coward. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane.
Thanks, Bob. It's a cloudy and gray winter day here in Zucchini Land, but spring is on its way. And I've started to do a little bit of pre-spring cleaning myself. Back to you, Bob.
Yes, you seem to have a lot less junk around your desk than you used to, Zane.
Well, Bob, I'm making an extra effort to pre-cycle, to buy things that don't come with a lot of extra packaging that just ends up cluttering my desk. Back to you, Bob.
Very good, Zane. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
Motorcars, handlebars, bicycles for two. Broken hearted jubilee. Parachutes, army boots, sleeping bags for two. Sentimental jamboree. Prices, the sun in the shop window.
Paul McCartney.
Do you guys really think we'll find ways to pre-cycle in the bathroom?
Yep. Reusable and refillable are the key words in here.
Yeah. Well, here we go. Ooh. We don't need to keep buying these small bottles of shampoo.
Nope. Yeah, let's buy a really large economy bottle which uses less plastic packaging.
And we'll just refill these smaller bottles when they're empty.
Yeah, I got another idea. I don't always have to use a cleaning product to clean the mirror. I can wipe it clean after I get out of the shower, and there's still steam on it that'll loosen up the dirt and smudges.
Yeah. Looks like pre-cycling will make a difference in the amount of trash we produce.
And have to lug out to the curb every week.
Yeah, and I won't ever have to complain when Mom and Dad ask me to take out the trash.
Take out the papers and the trash. Jeff finished cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight. Or you don't go out Friday night. Yakety yak.
Don't talk back.
You just put on your coat and hat and walk yourself to the laundromat. And when you finish doing that, bring in the dog and put out the cat.
Don't talk back.
You give me no dirty looks. Your father's hippie knows what cooks. Just tell your hula from outside. You ain't got time to take a ride. Yakety yak.
Don't talk back.
Yakety yak. Yakety yak.
Song from the Coasters.
All this talk about pre-cycling's made me thirsty. You guys want some juice?
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, clubhouse phone.
Oh, I got it.
Hello, Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse. Steve speaking.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Susan. Want to know what we're doing?
I guess so. What are you guys doing?
Pre-cycling.
Cool.
You've heard of it?
My parents are totally into it. My mom even takes hangers back to the dry cleaner.
Huh, that's a good idea.
And both my little brother and I wear hand-me-downs.
I never realized that was pre-cycling.
It sure is. And my dad always says to buy durable, quality goods, maintain them properly, and repair them instead of replace them.
So you've been doing this for a long time. We just found out about it today. If only we'd known before.
You know what they say.
The quote of the day is...
To be happy, drop the words, if only, and substitute instead the words, next time. Smiley Blanton, M.D.
What's Susan have to say?
Well, her family's already been pre-cycling forever.
Forever? Are you sure?
Well, they've already been doing all these neat pre-cycling things we didn't even think of.
Oh.
Ah, that's all right. Next time we'll try some of her ideas.
And share some of our ideas with her.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, I just thought of another idea.
What's that?
We could resole some of our old shoes instead of buying new ones.
There you go. I think from now on we'll be pre-cyclers.
7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 5 days a week. Good times I had with the friends I have made here. So much to do, so much to learn and see.
Then the weekend comes, a time to relax and have fun. For Saturday and Sunday, let's sing it. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Hey guys, I'm having a lot of fun here, but how many days are in a week?
Oh, I think there are two.
No, there's five. I think you add the two and five.
And you have... Oh. 7 days in a week, we now know this, and you can always count on that.
Where's the band?
So much I'm doing, I'm learning, I'm living. So many people I have yet to meet. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday, Monday.
Song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Oh, clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse, Jack speaking.
For quality assurance, this call will be monitored by a telemarketing coach.
Hello?
Hey, Jack Zucchini. We here at Tons of Fun Diet Associates would like to see you lose 200 pounds with Hadley Hamill's Hot Pepper Diet.
What if I weigh under 200 pounds?
Tell the customer there's no problem.
Hey, no problem, Jack. Your friends and family will lose the leftover weight for you.
They will?
Guarantee the product.
That's right. We guarantee you'll lose 200 pounds, one way or the other, for the very, very low introductory price of $19.95.
But I don't need it.
And for another $19.95, hey, we can guarantee you'll gain it all back.
Wow, that's a lot of weight.
Hadley Hamill's Hot Pepper Diet is nothing to fool around with, Jack Zucchini.
There's something familiar about your voice. Is this Amy the telemarketer?
No, this is Emily Avivola.
We know a wonderful telemarketer named Amy who has the most beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you.
So it is you.
Pitch the product again.
Aw, couldn't you help me out here? I mean, if you and your brothers got together, you could probably lose 200 pounds between the three of you, don't you think?
Well, maybe, but then there'd be nothing left of us.
Now that wouldn't be a good thing. Your parents would miss you.
They would. I got a song here from Clarence Frogman Henry. But first, I was just wondering, do you like being a telemarketer?
Well, sometimes I do. I don't know why, but I do.
I only know I'm lonely, and
that's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like
WERW in Monroe, Michigan.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1,288.
And click on the fun stuff icon for ways you can pre-cycle around your home.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. Today's special guest was Amy Helm. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 is where you can listen to fresh new releases from any genre, any day of the week. Visit cjsf.ca for the latest open mic schedule.
FM Campus.